Like all great surf spots, this surf shop is a little hard to find.
All right, so the thing you need to know about the Icy Wave Surf Shop is it caters to a surfing community in a rainforest that is 200 miles away from any other town. And I couldn't find it for a while. I was wandering around a neighborhood, glancing at people's home numbers, trying to figure out, oh, wait, here it is in the back. Are you Jack? Nice to meet you. Whoa!
Jack Endicott is sporting Carhartts, an improbable tan, and a big grin. It all began in 1999 when the Endicott family went to Oahu. Jack and Laura have seven kids.
And they said, you know, Dad, the waves are just as good at home as they are here. Can you get us some wetsuits and boogie boards? And we thought, how are we going to do this?
Endicott called up a company in Santa Cruz and asked for wetsuits wholesale, not just for his kids, but for the surf curious in Yakutat. A good southwesterly swell brings liquid hills into the bay. Water temperatures hover in the 50s in summertime. But in wintertime, when the waves are biggest, the temperatures can drop below 40. The shop printed 300 shirts, which Endicott found a bit excessive.
Are we going to do a 300 t-shirt? This is we're going to be giving him for Christmas presents and birthdays and anniversaries. I said, we're never going to get rid of 300 shirts.
But after a year or so, word got out. Among surfers, in the press, CBS News visited.
And it just went boom. So we're getting flooded with calls and people wanting t-shirts and you know, do you really surf in Alaska and blah, blah, blah. So it was really a big deal.
Alaska. There is big surf in Alaska. Yeah, it took me a while to believe in that, but I think it's true, you know?
This is Brazilian surfer Carlos Burle from a video shot by Red Bull in 2009 when Yakutat's waves were 16 feet high. Endicott thinks they were even 20. He then pulls out boards scribbled with black signatures like yearbook pages signed by famous big wave surfers. Garrett McNamara, Michael Ho, Lane Beachley.
Okay.
We hop in the car now and head to Yakutat's Cannon Beach. Endicott's business supports about a dozen local surfers and has helped put Alaskan surfing on the map. And the funny part? He knew nothing about surfing when he began. He jokes, I look more like a farmer than a surfer.
Actually, I came here from Alliance, Nebraska, and from a weather service radar site. And then before that, I was in Salt Lake for a year. And then before that, I started my career in Kodiak.
And he went on to be a meteorologist for the National Weather Service for 36 years. Icy Waves is a pre-retirement gig that breaks even and lets his family travel. They sell surfboards and wetsuits, but make most of their money with trademarked t-shirts. One has a surfer riding an ATV.
Beautiful place. And when the sun's out and the wind's not blowing, it's pretty special.
We get out of the car and it's gorgeous. The beach covered in sculptural driftwood, the sand green, black. There's no surfer at the moment, but plenty of breaking waves. And though Endicott prefers paddleboarding these days, he gets the appeal of surfing completely and has massive respect for those who do it.
It's that 30 second to 1 minute ride. You're just at one with nature and everything else. I mean, you're focused. You're not thinking about your problems or money or anything else. You're right there in that moment.
It's fast and silent, he adds, and the power of nature is pushing you. The Endicotts plan to retire soon. Jack wants to spend more time fishing and less time manning the shop. But they hope that whoever owns Icy Waves Surf Shop next will keep prices low so anyone who wants to catch a wave can. Reporting in Yakutat, I'm Emily Kwong.